This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
But anyway, these promises of God, as obedient children of God, Matthew 18:19, if there's two of you under the new covenant, what can you ask the Lord for when you ask in faith and get it?
Anything.
Now then, let me tell you how it don't work. When it comes to healing, I'm going to tell you that if there is one scripture in the New Testament, that if this was the only scripture we had in the New Testament, anybody could be healed if they did it like God said it. Now, how many of you like to think that we don't need 500 verses to get healed? All we need is one, right? That's all it takes, one. Well, when it comes to healing, let's turn to this magnificent promise in James 5:14. I want to show you a powerful healing verse that's in the Bible that it's like when I was in the church, the Baptist church, it's like I didn't know this was in here. I mean, so I can't receive something by faith that I don't know belongs to me. But if I know it's in there, I can receive by faith what belongs to me. Now, that without knowledge, you cannot receive something by faith. You have to believe God and have to know, because the Lord says in Jeremiah 1:12, I watch over my word and I'm ready to perform my word. So if he watches over his word to perform it, he's ready to perform his word, you need to come to the king on behalf of his word. Now in James 5:14, James 5:14, 15, and 16. Now, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a scientist. I don't care if you're a nuclear physicist. I don't care if you're a dishwasher or anything in between. If you're a believer in Jesus, this is a guarantee from God to heal every Christian every time. If it's not, then I've been deceived. Now, you know when people say, well, I don't know what God's will is. Well, like this beautiful song that Cheryl sings, read God's will, My Daddy's Will. She wrote a song titled, My Daddy's Will. And he said, if you want to know what his will is, read the will. Now, what is the will? The Word of God. Now, just think of this scripture in James 5:14, 15, and 16. Is a few sick among you? What does it say? Is any sick among you? So, ma'am, who would that cover in the church? If anybody's sick in the church, he's talking to you, isn't he? James 5:14, is any sick among you? Now, what's that person got to do? Let that person call for the elders of the church, let them pray over them, and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. Is that what it says?
Yes.
And it says that prayer of faith will heal the sick if it's God's will. Is that what he said, J.C.?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. And he said that prayer of faith will heal the sick, did he not?
Yeah.
That's right. The prayer of faith shall heal the sick. And, and Thurman will raise him up. What did he say, Kathy? And who's going to raise him? Oh, the Lord was going to raise him up. Just think. I don't know about you, but if I read that, if I'm reading that right, that is according to His will. It is written in His will, and that is a guarantee from God to heal anybody that comes to Him for healing. Is it not? Is that a guarantee? Well, then why would we turn around and say, well, if it's God's will, I'm going to pray this prayer of faith. Now, Lord, if it be Your will, would You heal so-and-so? Now, you're not praying that in faith when you do that, are you? No.
Put the condition on it.
We put the condition, don't we? God didn't put one on it, did He, brother?
No, He didn't.
God says, is any sick among you? So far, He has not put a condition on it. Now, He does in verse 16. But in verse 14 and 15, he does not. Is any sick among you? Let him call for elders of the church, let him anoint him at all, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if his sickness is due to a sin, I, the Lord, will forgive the sin. Therefore, confess your faults or your sins one to another that you may be healed. Is that what he said? There's the requirement. Another requirement. So therefore, confess your sins one to another. So if you've got a sin, and you know you've got a sin, and you're sick, then you're supposed to confess your fault or your sin one to another that you may be healed. And then he says, and therefore pray one for another, and the effectual, fervent prayer. Effectual, fervent. Okay, this would be an effectual, fervent prayer. Oh, God, please, if it be your will, heal sister so-and-so. Is that an effectual, fervent prayer? No. No way close. The effectual, fervent prayers. Lord, you said in your word, in James 5:14, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you on behalf of your word. You said that if we lay hands on this person, we anoint him with oil. You said you'll heal him. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we know we're the righteousness of God in Christ because we know you said the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And we know that you made us sons and daughters of God. And we know that by the blood of Jesus, we're the righteousness of God in Christ. We're new creatures in Christ. So you said in your word, pray the prayer of faith. You said anoint him with oil. Lord, we anoint him with oil. So this person's healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's done. Is that a prayer of faith? Yes, that's a prayer of faith. You said it with thanksgiving. And you say, Lord, it's done. Guarantee it's done. And you get up and say, well, praise God, you're healed. Guarantee it. I prayed for you. You asked me to pray for you. I prayed for you. You're healed. So what are you supposed to do? Get up and say, praise God, I know I'm healed. And you get up and start going and say, I'm healed because the Word of God says so. The Lord said He sent forth His Word and healed me. So I'm healed, praise God. I confess my sins. I'm not going to walk in no kind of sin, so I'm healed. Now then somebody said, well, you sure don't look any better than you did. You say, I still feel just like I did too. I don't feel any better, but I know I'm healed because it's written in the Word. Somebody said, that's the craziest thing I ever heard in my life. But when you get to the back door, maybe quicker. Or maybe the next morning. That's just like people I've had come here, and I pray the prayer of faith for them. And many times, I say, you prayed the prayer of faith for me. I listened to the healing school. I didn't feel a thing. I went home. I drove home. I was just as bad. I got up the next morning. I felt just as bad. I couldn't hardly stand up. I thought, but the Word says I'm healed. So the Word says I'm healed. Thurman taught me the Word. I believe God. And woke up the next morning, woke up and said, wow, like a brand new man or a brand new woman. Or maybe the first day. We've had them do that many a time. Sometimes it's taken a week. Their confession, I know I'm healed, praise God, because it's written in the book. I'll tell you right here a story about a man that had TB. He was a preacher. He came down with TB. And of course, whenever he got the symptoms, he said, you know, I believe I have TB. He goes to the doctor. Naturally, the doctor says, you have TB and it's uncurable. So he goes and starts telling everybody, I got TB. And the doctor said, I'm going to die shortly. Now, everything in the world is wrong with his confession. Everything's wrong. See, power of the tongue. See, he does not understand that Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And every man shall eat the fruit of his tongue. And he doesn't understand that you're snared by the words of your mouth. All this is written in the book of Proverbs. There's so many things in the book of Proverbs about the tongue. I mean, it's just amazing, not only in Proverbs, but it's many places in the Bible, what you can do and the power of your tongue. So this preacher, he began to confess with his tongue, I got TB. I'm going to die. And so he starts getting worse and worse and worse. Now he's on the bed and he's so weak he can't get up and do nothing. And then one day somebody comes in with one of these promises. Said, brother, look at James 5:14. So he read this and he says, look at that. He said, let me call them elders over here and let them come over here. Pray the prayer of faith for me. So they come over and they prayed the prayer of faith for him. See, now how's faith come? Romans 10:17 says faith comes by hearing what? The Word of God. I mean, if I say something, you can't take no, what I say, you can't take it. I might say, I'll heal you. Somebody says, I believe you can heal me. Well, let me tell you, you ain't going to get healed. I guarantee you. But if Jesus said that he healed you, you can stand on that and you can get it. Because he is the healer. So, this man of God called in a couple of guys, and they came in and anointed him with oil and prayed a prayer of faith over him. And he didn't feel a bit better. Still coughing up blood. Second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, all of a sudden he begins to get just a little bit stronger. And by about a week, he can sit up by himself on the side of the bed. And within about 2 weeks, he can stand up again. And then within a month, he can go out for a walk. He was on his deathbed, according to the doctor. Man, he run into a preacher, one of the preachers in the church, and he said, you know, you look good. He said, man, I feel good. He said, well, tonight's Sunday night. He said, why don't you preach the message tonight? He first thought, I don't know if I can do that or not. I don't know if I'm strong. But he said, I'll try. So he comes in that night and he starts preaching and he's feeling so good. I mean, he preaches 15 minutes and he's strong. He preaches another 15 minutes and he preaches an hour. And after an hour, he said, that's it. He said, praise God. I know I'm healed now because I feel so good. Now, you see a sin in that? If you know the Word, you see a sin in that. Most people that don't know the Word don't see a sin in that. I know I'm healed because I feel so good. You find one place in that book that Jesus said, you're healed because you feel so good. It ain't in there. Jesus said, I sent forth my Word and healed you. Did he not? Psalm 107 verse 20. I sent forth my Word and healed you. Okay, if it's the Word that heals us, then the minute this pastor said, I know I'm healed because I feel so good, he just sinned. He sinned. He opened the door wide open to the devil again. And by the next morning when he wakes up, he goes to bed that night, wakes up the next morning, blood's running out his mouth. He's strangling in his own blood. The TB is back worse than it ever was, and he's so weak he can't even set up. And he's saying, God, I thought I was healed. What is wrong? And this time the Lord spoke to him. He said, you sinned. He said, Lord, how did I sin? He said you knew you were healed because you felt so good. He said, that's a sin. He said, I sent forth my Word and healed you. And when you were standing on my promises in James 5:14, I was healing you.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.